It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, January 28th, 2021. Well, today we continue our series of archive Ship Report interviews while I take a little bit of much-needed R&R. One of the topics that has most fascinated me over the years is the topic of bad weather at sea. And even though a well-maintained ship is quite resilient in even severe conditions, they're built for it. It can't be comfortable for people who are out at sea when it's blowing like mad and the seas are big. Whenever the weather gets bad here on shore, I think of mariners at sea and hope they're doing well. One person I interviewed many times over the years for the Ship Report is a voice you may recognize, Captain Robert Johnson. He's a now retired Columbia River bar pilot. Captain Johnson, in the interviews we did, always seemed to be a person who truly seemed to relish all parts of the maritime experience, including bad weather. In this clip from back in the early 2000s, this was about his experiences as a captain guiding a ship through stormy weather in the open ocean. As captain, his responsibility was huge for the ship, for the people, and the cargo on board. He also often expressed his feeling for a ship as almost a living thing that needed to be treated with respect and care. Here's Captain Johnson.
When it gets 50, 60 knots of wind, you're in a storm at that point, and you need to be careful. Probably somewhere in that 25, 30 foot swell is where you're really having to be careful. As master, when you get into that kind of weather, you're one with your ship. You're trying to feel what she's telling you, and you want to ease her. You don't want to force the ship into bad weather. That's how you're going to damage the ship and you're going to damage the cargo. So at that point, you start experimenting. You change course a little bit and see if she rides easier. Maybe back the engine off a little bit and see if that eases her up. When you're in that kind of weather, going someplace is not really the issue anymore. You're not going very fast anyway. So it's more get the ship where she'll ride easily, both for the ship and the cargo, and to a lesser extent, to the crew. It's not comfortable where you have to hold on all the time. You go down to eat and you hold your soup and tip it from one side to the other so it doesn't run out. There are wooden railings that come up on the dining tables on ships so that when things slide, they don't slide off onto the deck. It catches them. Typically in the officers' quarters, you have white tablecloths, and the messman will pour water on the tablecloth so that it holds the plates a little bit more. But when you're in really bad weather, and bad weather usually lasts one day, 2 days, and then it calms down. So in those 1 or 2 days, you don't eat well, you don't sleep well. I mean, you can't sleep because you get thrown out of your bed. So you learn to lie on your side and put your back up against the wall. And your feet, you brace against the outer board on your bunk, of which most bunks on a ship have sideboards. And you can sort of brace yourself in. I've even seen people put their life jacket under the mattress so that it sort of leaves you in the corner of a triangle.
Oh, okay.
It's not real comfortable. Walking around is on a ship that's rolling 30 degrees either way in 10 seconds, I mean, even walking is, you learn to walk when the ship rolls to starboard, you walk to port. So you're walking uphill and then you sort of balance and then you walk downhill.
And this interview with Columbia River bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson was from the early 2000s. It always seemed to me that Captain Johnson really, really enjoyed just about every aspect of being at sea, like I said, and even enjoyed this really difficult weather, didn't seem to have too many problems with seasickness or any problems with seasickness, and just seemed to take it all as a giant adventure, which seems like probably the best possible approach, since once you're out there in a storm, you are out there until it's over. And I've heard various other mariners express different kinds of opinions about this kind of weather, but I don't think I ever interviewed anyone who was quite so enthusiastic about storms at sea as Captain Robert Johnson. Well, here's a little bit more about what may be worsening, what seems to be from research, worsening weather in the oceans of the world that may make storms more difficult for ships traveling. So I'm going to read you this a little bit of this from sciencedaily.com. 33-year study shows increasing ocean winds and wave heights. This is from the University of Melbourne in Australia. Extreme ocean winds and wave heights are increasing around the globe, with the largest rise occurring in the Southern Ocean, the University of Melbourne research shows. And in case you're not sure about this, the Southern Ocean is the most southerly ocean of the world around Antarctica and encompasses 7.8 million square miles of ocean, so a very big area of the world that actually affects other parts of the world as well because the oceans are all connected. Researchers from the university's Department of Infrastructure Engineering analyzed wind speed and wave height measurements taken from 31 different satellites from between 1985 and 2018, consisting of approximately 4 billion observations. Measurements were compared with more than 80 ocean buoys deployed worldwide, making it the largest and most detailed data set of its type ever compiled. Researchers found that extreme winds in the Southern Ocean have increased by 1.5 meters per second, or 8%, over the past 30 years. Extreme waves have increased by 30 centimeters, or 5%, over the same period. As the world's oceans become stormier, researchers warn that this affects rising sea levels and infrastructure. Although increases of 5 and 8% might not seem like much, if sustained into the future, such changes to our climate will have major impacts, the research showed. Flooding events are caused by storm surge and associated breaking waves. The increased sea level makes these events more serious and more frequent. Increases in wave height and changes in other properties, such as wave direction, will further increase the probability of coastal flooding. Understanding changes in the Southern Ocean are important, as this is the origin for the swell that dominates the wave climate of the South Pacific, the South Atlantic, and the Indian Ocean. These changes have impacts that are felt all over the world. Storm waves can increase coastal erosion, putting coastal settlements and infrastructure at risk. International teams are now working to develop the next generation of global climate models to project changes in winds and waves over the next 100 years. And that was from the University of Melbourne in Australia, a 33-year study showing increasing ocean winds and wave heights. And you can find more information about this study on a website called sciencedaily.com. The headline for this article is 33-year study shows increasing ocean winds and wave heights. It's from April 25th, 2019, the University of Melbourne. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.